Blog Talk Radio.
We are living our best life. First, give honors to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas and Pastor Dia Douglas, Senior. It is Women's Day Thursday. Oh my God, y'all! I'm just. Pastor Douglas is cutting up over here already. I'm so excited. I have one of my sisters coming out here this morning. And all I can say is, oh, my God, get ready. Just get ready. This morning, the scripture for this morning is Hebrews 4 and 2. For we also have the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was no value to them, because they did not share the same faith of those who obeyed. Again, Hebrews 4 and 12. For we also have the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed.
Amen, 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 amen. Fantastic scripture. Share your faith. Share your faith. Basically, is what that scripture is saying. It says that you find that the ones that didn't have, that did not take that word of value, they did not have the same faith. So continue to share your faith until their faith and your faith connects. And then they'll understand that the importance of that faith, of having faith in God and having faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, you will understand and know and understand and see that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Before we go any further, thank you guys so very much for joining us on this morning. But before we go any further into the broadcast, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity to share this great gospel. God, we thank you for this opportunity to call on your mighty and rich name on this morning. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, God, that they are strengthened for coming. Father, we pray that whatever issues or circumstance they have going on right now, God, we pray, God, that you would supersede that thing even now. God, the ones that have chaos in their mind, silence that chaos, God. The ones who have the noisome pestilence that's speaking in their ear, silence the noisome pestilence so they can hear your word. God, those that have a hardness, God, or a cloud over their heart, God, we ask that you would dispel and remove that from over their hearts so they may be able to feel your presence on this morning. God, we pray now, God, that our tongue be as the pen of the ready writer to write on the hearts of your people the very thing that's necessary and vital for their good success. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. First off, again, we would like to say thank you so very much before you guys joining us on this morning to be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection to share your first fruit with us, which is the Word of God. And we would like to acknowledge all of those that are listening in from overseas and right here in the good old United States. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. Thank you guys so very much for listening in. And I say this every time we read this, because I want us to get this burned into our hearts. There are people that are actually in other foreign countries. Some of these countries, these people are actually persecuted. These people are actually ostracized. These people are, some of these people lives are taken simply because they are listening to the gospel. And we here in the United States, we listen to it freely. We have the Worldwide Gospel Connection and so many other avenues to hear and listen to the word of God. And so we take that for granted. But I want to acknowledge to them, and I want to also ask you guys to continue to pray and let them know that we are praying for their country, that God will open up a way that they will be able to listen to this gospel freely, and they won't have to have fear of their life. There are some that are listening in right now. They're in the basements of their homes. Some of them are hiding at someone's house to hear the gospel being preached. So I want you guys to know that we are praying for you, and we're going to continue to pray for you, and we're going to pray that God move mightily in your life and protect you and protect your home and protect your family. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's sometimes these people, and when they're caught, their children are brought in and they're sold into slavery. Sometimes the mother and the father are made examples in the street by being killed in the streets. So we need to continue to pray that the gospel is preached freely across this country. The gospel is preached freely across this country. He said, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come. He said, in the uttermost parts of Judea and Samaria and Asia. So we need to continue to pray and continue to spread this gospel and continue to preach the word, unapologetically preach this word, that men shall be saved. The Bible says, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So let us continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we want to thank you guys so very much for tuning in and sharing with us this morning. And we look forward to you guys to continue to share. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that number to call in is 563-999-3628. For those of you all who need prayer, please feel free to call in. Call in. When you call in, press 1 and just let Lady Douglas know that you guys want prayer, and we will most definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, we will pray for you. We will intercede and call on the name of the Lord for you this morning. So remember that when you call in, press 1. That number to call in is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and we will surely stop what we're doing, and we will pray immediately for you. This is what our our life's mission is. This is what our life mission is. Our life mission is that we preach this gospel and that we intercede and pray for those who need prayer. It is an awesome privilege and honor to share this gospel with you guys every morning. And we are so excited. Today is Women's Day Thursday. We have none other than Missionary Brown with us on this morning. And I'm going to go ahead and relinquish my stand, and I'm going to turn it over to my lovely wife.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Like Pastor Douglas says, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you need to speak or if you have prayer. I will open the lines up after my sister gives the word. I will open the lines up after so she can go ahead and give the word of God. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. On here, we stand by what we say. Iron sharpens iron. If you need prayer, that's one thing we will completely stop and go into prayer for you. We do not play about praying for someone. So, introduce to some, and some do know her, none other than my sister, powerful, phenomenal woman of God, Missionary Sonya Brown. Are you there?
Amen, amen, amen.
Good morning, good morning, sis. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you. You have no, like I said earlier, no topic. Just go for what you know, because I know it's going to be awesome. I have my pen and paper ready. So we ready over here.
Amen. Bless God. Amen. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to say a word for the Lord. Amen. No matter where you're saying that, it's a privilege and it's an honor. And I first want to give all glory, honor, and praise to God, who is the head of my life. Amen. Without him, I can do nothing, because it's in him that I live, I move, and I have my very being. I thank God, Dr. Douglas, and First Lady Douglas for the opportunity and the privilege. Amen. I give honor to my pastor. I give honor to everyone whom honor belongs to on today. Amen. No matter how big or small, amen, you are great in God's eyesight. So I thank God for allowing me the privilege, amen, to be on the call, to be on the radio. Amen. I will admit, I'm a little nervous. I was so nervous this morning. I was crying, Lord, what is going on? Amen. But I went in my prayer closet and I began to pray. I began to cry out to God and I began to tell him, have your way, because it's not me, it's you. You use me for your service and for your glory. And it just showed me, no matter how much you give the word, no matter how much you speak, you still got to get on your knees and you still got to go to God and ask God to speak through you. So I just thank God for this opportunity. We're going to go to the throne of grace, amen, because the Bible declares that we ought to always pray and not faint, amen. So Father, we come before you, humble God. We come before you, first of all, giving you glory, giving you honor, and giving you praise, God, because it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. We honor you, God, because you're amazing. We honor you, God, because you're awesome. We honor you, God, because you're worthy. We honor you, God, because you're holy. We honor you, God, because you're righteous. We honor you, God, because you're loving. We honor you, God, because you're forgiving. We honor you, God, because our honor, our glory, it belongs to you. So, God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God, because we know we can't say, we can't see, we can't think, we can't hear, we can't move, we can't breathe without you, oh God. So God, I'm asking right now that you would increase as I decrease, none of me and all of you, God. You be glorified right now, that everybody that is listening in, everybody that is tuning in, be edified, God, that lives will be changed, minds will be renewed, hearts will be fixed in the name of Jesus, souls will be saved, faith will be increased, the hung down head will be lifted up, the discouraged will be encouraged in the name of Jesus, God. You let the words of my mouth, you let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God. You are my rock, you are my redeemer, you are my everything, God. So I thank you and I praise you and I honor you, God. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm going to go right on in. What makes us all important? What makes us all so essential for service? Is it our degrees? Is it our money? Is it our house? Is it our car? Is it our intellect? Is it our dialect? Is it our titles? Is it our position? Or is it our credentials? If you would just give me a few minutes, I just want to let you know, if you don't know, Jesus didn't use people because of their credentials. He used them because they had potential. Hallelujah. What does it mean to have credentials? It means you meet qualifications. You got the achievements. You got personal quality. You are suitable. You are certified. You are qualified because you got these credentials. Amen. You got the paper. Amen. You are recommended highly by others according to your credentials because you got the paper. You got the letter in your hand. You got the credential documents. You got the certification proving that you identify with the qualifications within your credentials. And most people with credentials, they want to lead and they want to govern. Oh, but what about potential? Potential is having or showing the capacity to become, develop into something in the future. With potential, you have the ability to become. But when you got credentials, you think you've already became. You think you've already been developed. You can't be told nothing. Amen. You know more than anybody else. Amen. And besides that, I got my papers to prove it. But with potential, amen, you in an unborn stage, an unhatched stage, and an undiscovered stage, and you got the potential to be born again. And with potential, guess what you're going to end up doing? You're going to serve and you're going to witness. It's not who you know that really gets you where you go, where you ought to go. Amen, but it's who knows you. See, the scribes and the Pharisees had a hard time with Jesus because they felt they were the ones who had the most credentials. They met all their qualifications. They were certified. They were qualified. And if Jesus knew who, amen, he said he was, then he wouldn't be associated with the people he associated with. But you know what? Jesus got them straight. Amen. See, your potential, amen, your credentials is not about being driven by ambition or success. It's about recognizing who you are in God and that you need God. And see, Jesus got the scribes and the Pharisees straight. He said, amen, and Jesus answered them, those who are well, they don't have a need of a physician, but those who are sick, amen. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repent. See, Jesus calls those who see their need for him. But during Jesus' time and even today, not everybody saw their need for him. What makes the Pharisees stay away from Jesus? The Pharisees follow God out of religious duty and not out of a relationship. See, when we rely on our good life, our good works, and our credentials, we don't see the need for Jesus. See, the religious views looks at the world as good and bad. We always end up on the good side. It views sin as big sin and small sin. See, as long as we don't commit any of the big sins, such as committing adultery, getting drunk, stealing money, murdering somebody, we feel we okay. We reason within ourselves that we are basically decent, nice, tolerant, helpful, hardworking, managing life and family well. So basically, we good people and not like people who don't manage their life well. We feel good on the inside based on what we got going on the outside. You missed it. It was this reason that kept the Pharisees away from Jesus. It was their pride in their good life. Nothing wrong in working hard. Nothing wrong in taking care of your family. Nothing wrong in showing respect. Nothing wrong in being nice to others. But that is not the basis for our acceptance before God. Amen. The Bible says there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one good except God. Jesus calls those who see their sickness, who see their sin, men who realize and admit, I'm going to fail him. They look at their accomplishments and count it as rubbish before God. They are broken by their sin, and they see there's a need to be healed. See, a person who is being transformed by the gospel, they got a growing realization of their sinful heart. See, the more you follow Jesus, the more you see your heart is wretched. The more you grow, the more you realize how deep I really need him. The more mature you become, you realize it is him that matures us. See, the mark of a person called by Jesus has a deep sense of his own wretched and realize, hey, Jesus can use me because I got potential. Oh, Jesus chose 12 men. Amen. Look what Mark 3 and 13 says. He says, Jesus went up on the mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to do what? Preach the gospel. See, in the Roman world, there were various religious, philosophical, political leaders who all had committed group of followers, and in Judaism, they dedicated apprentice that followed the rabbi. So for many of them who followed him, Jesus of Nazareth, he formed a special teacher, a special student relationship with them. See, he had students who had potential. He didn't have those Pharisees and scribes that had credentials. See, although the Jews were used to having teachers and rabbis who taught the brightest pupils about the complexities of the Jewish faith, they hadn't encountered the approach that Jesus used in gathering a group of students and disciples around him. See, the norm was for somebody to approach a rabbi and say, teach me. See, but Jesus did the reverse, amen, by choosing the men he wanted and calling them to do what? Follow him. Amen. And the group he chose, it was a diverse bunch. They weren't from the Jewish religious establishment. Instead, these 12 men he chose came from various professions and walks of life. See, the 12 disciples were men of ordinary means, working as fishermen, tax collectors, revolutionaries. They experienced hardship. They failed. They doubted even during their following of Jesus. But these men played an important role in spreading the word of Jesus Christ and Christianity. I'm talking about before they became the 12 disciples, they was literally the dirty dozen. See, the 12 apostles were the first main group that evangelized. It was a privilege and a mission to tell the story of Jesus, to proclaim, to share, and to spread the gospel, and to bring others to belief and help them deepen their faith. But they didn't start out this way. See, their initial training came at the feet of Jesus. Jesus himself, after he had called them by name, they were his constant companions. They watched him in action. They watched him in action. Amen. They didn't try to be greater than him. They watched him as he was a preacher, as he was a teacher, as he was a healer, as he was a miracle worker, as he was a scripture interpreter, as he was a recruiter, as he was a great leader, as he was a traveler, and he was a man of prayer. But after initial observation, see, Jesus was with them and he watched them. Then he provided an opportunity for on-the-job training. See, most people won't allow you to be on-the-job training, amen, for a long period of time. They give you a 90-day probation period. They give you 3 months. And if you don't grasp it and if you don't get it, then guess what? You probably won't stay on the job. But with Jesus, amen, on-the-job training, he knew that it would take 3 years. He knew that 90 days. He knew that 3 months wasn't enough. Amen. So he gave them an opportunity. Amen. Mark 6 says that he sent them out two by two. They preached repentance. They drove out demons. They anointed with oil many who were sick. They even cured them. And their first attempts proved to be quite successful. But I stopped by to tell you, guess what? It didn't last long. Because despite their strong start, the apostles were ill-prepared to venture on their own. How do I know? Because they was unable to heal a boy with a demon because their prayer was weak. How do I know? They displayed lack of comprehension in Mark 4. They had little faith in Mark 4 and 40. They had hard hearts in Mark 6 and 52. They had competitiveness in Mark 9 and 34. They was possessive in Mark 9 and 38. And they had self-ambition in Mark 10 and 37. And then when you you got to 10 and 41, they had a whole bunch of jealousy. But worst of all, when Jesus was arrested, they left him. They fled him. And disappointed, they were nowhere to be found during his trial, his torture, his crucifixion, and his burial. The apostles were in no way ready or worthy to evangelize, but yet and still, Jesus called the 12, amen, because they had potential, amen, because they had potential to become disciples, because they had potential to go out and spread the gospel. They just needed some more training, and Jesus did just that. So when you got your credentials, and you think you got it going on, and you think nobody can't speak on your platform, you think that nobody can't pray for this sister or brother, you are sadly mistaken, because Jesus used a dirty dozen and turned them into the 12 disciples. Hallelujah. But you know what? They went from the dirty dozen to the elite 11 when Jesus got through with them. Amen. But the disciples, amen, didn't stay the elite 11 because Judas was replaced. You know, Judas the traitor, even though Jesus knew he was going to betray him, even though Jesus knew he was going to sell him out, he still called him. He still gave him the opportunity to train under him. Amen. Jesus knew all about Judas, but he didn't tell the other 11 about who Judas was and what Judas would do. Oftentimes, when we find something bad about somebody, we want to go run our mouth and tell it instead of praying for them. No, see, Jesus did what? He saw the potential in Judas, even if Judas didn't see the potential in him. Hallelujah. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody ought to be shocked. Amen. Somebody ought to tell the devil and let him know. I may have started out dirty, but Jesus' death made me worthy. Glory to the Lamb of God. But you know what Jesus told them after he got finished with them? He told them, go into the world, proclaim the gospel to every living creature. See, Jesus calls the unworthy and makes them worthy. He sends forth the weak and he makes them strong. The apostles obeyed. They went forth and they preached everywhere. See, Pentecost was decisive. The descent of the Holy Spirit and the infusion of divine grace transformed them from fearful to courageous, from timid to assertive, from hesitant to confident, from reserved to bold. Even after Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, the one who had cowered behind locked doors, stood behind before the crowds and bravely and loudly proclaimed Jesus Christ. See, the apostles underwent intensive preparation before they went their separate ways, before they were able to go out. See, you cannot give to others what you do not possess your own self. See, your credentials don't give you what you need to serve and minister. Your credentials I have you messed up, and all you want to do is lead and govern. See, the apostles were commissioned by Jesus. They were empowered by the Holy Spirit, and they were strengthened by the word, which led them to a degree of transformation. Well, I want to tell you, Jesus knew all about Peter, and then he knew all about Andrew. He knew all about Judas. He knew all about Thomas. He knew all about Nathaniel. He knew all the bad things about them. He knew all the things that they were going to do to him. But guess what? Jesus didn't give up on them, and we shouldn't give up on other people neither. Hallelujah. See, four men were fishermen. Amen. They was the ones who threw their fishes out, threw their net out. Amen. And they were trying to catch fish in their net. They was working to catch fish in their net. But when Jesus got through with them, they didn't have a network of glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They was always fishing for fish. Amen. But see, when Jesus got through with them, they began to have a network for men. Hallelujah. If you're not networking for God to bring men to him, amen, you got a problem. Hallelujah. You got a problem. Amen. Because Jesus is not interested in your background because he already know, amen, you was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But he used the potential in you, amen, to send you on a mission for him. He is the one that's going to clean you up. All you got to do is be caught, and he going to do the cleaning. That's all they need to do, and that was go ahead and catch men, and he was going to be the one to do the cleaning. So we got to stop counting people out because they don't look like us. We got to stop counting people out because they don't have the credentials like us. Amen. Because we're going to miss out on somebody who God is going to use, who God has anointed. Amen. Who can go out and heal the sick, who can go out and raise the dead. Hallelujah. So we got to be careful how we talk about people. We got to be careful how we look at people. Amen. So I want to tell you, don't be a prisoner of others' perspective of you. Amen. Because you don't have the degrees that they have. Amen. Don't miss out on the promises and the plan that God has for you. Don't let nobody disqualify you because you don't meet their expectations and their qualifications. Let me go ahead and keep it real with you. I didn't have the credentials, but guess what? Jesus saw my potential. I might have went to Bible college and finished, but I want you to know I go to Sunday school and I'll never graduate. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, I didn't always start off as a missionary. In fact, I was a misfit. Let me go ahead and keep it real with you. I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I did have six kids out of wedlock. I did go to the clubs and drop it like it's hot. I did smoke weed. I did drink gin and juice. Hallelujah. I did party like a rock star. I would cuss you out in a heartbeat. I will fight you in a second. Hallelujah. I was mean. I was so mean. I had a sister who knew God and would play church music on Sunday, amen. And the minute she turned it on, me with my mean self would go and shut the music off. But glory be to God that God saw the potential in my heart, that God saw I was ripe and ready. I was just like the woman of Samaritan. It was need be that Jesus stopped at 180 East Palm. It was need be that God spoke to my pastor, Elder James Charles Collins, amen, and he laid hands on me, hallelujah, at 180 East Palm, Beaumont, Texas, and my life hasn't been the same since. Don't let nobody count you out. Hey, listen, Rahab was a prostitute. She slept with men for money. But guess what? When he got through with her, not only that, amen, she hid men for salvation. And not only that, her name is in the genealogy of Jesus. Oh, and what about Ruth, the Moabite? Hallelujah. Amen. The Moabite was descended, amen, of Lot and his daughters, who his daughters got him drunk and slept with him. So the Moabites were descendants of incest. But guess what? Ruth was the grandmother of Jesse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Ruth was in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Don't tell me you got to have credentials to have potential, amen, for Jesus Christ. You'll be included in the lineage, amen. Guess what the word of God says? The first gonna be last, and the last is going to be first. So don't count that sister out. Don't count that brother out. Listen, Jesus' family in his hometown, they didn't believe he was who he was. They didn't believe he was qualified to say and do what he was doing according to his background. Look, Jesus was born in a manger. He ain't have nowhere to lay his head. He came from Nazareth, and even Nathaniel, his disciples, say, can anything good come from there? He ate with sinners. He hung out with the dirty dozen. He touched the unclean lepers. He let an unclean woman touch him. Amen. But guess what he did? He died so we can go from misfit to missionary. He died so we can go from pimp to preacher. He died so we can go from fornicator to faithful. He died so we can go from gossiper to spreading the gospel. He died so we can go from the prison to the pulpit. He died so we can go from drug dealer to deacon. He died so we can go from partying to praising. He died so we can go from hell to heaven. He died so we can go from lost to saved. I want to tell you today, keep it simple on this Jesus journey because you got great potential. The power and the authority you need, Jesus will give it. Hallelujah. The mission, Jesus will direct you. Amen. I started out dirty. Amen. But Jesus' death, he made me worthy. Luke 9:3 tells us, he told the disciples, and this applies to us, take nothing, keep it simple. Don't load up with equipment. Don't load up with your credentials. Amen. Why? Because I've already equipped you. Amen. Keep it simple. You are the equipment that I'm going to use because I'm commissioning you for a mission. So stay on the mission because the Holy Ghost is all the equipment that you need. We can't give to others what we do not have ourselves. So it is imperative that we stay close to Jesus in his word, because the more we know his word, the better we can share it. And the more that Jesus takes over us, the more we'll be able to radiate his presence. I stop by to tell you on today, amen, your credentials have nothing to do when it comes to Jesus. He sees potential in you. He sees you ripe and ready, amen, to be born again and to go out on a mission for him. Amen. The disciples messed up big time, and Jesus knew it. Amen. But he told them, go to Jerusalem and wait there and stay there until you be endowed with power from on high. Amen. And then when you be endowed with that power, it's the power that I send from heaven, the Holy Ghost, that is going to allow you, equip you to go out and be witnesses unto me in Judea, Samaria, and the utmost part of the earth. Hallelujah. I bless God for this radio station for reaching out to 10 countries. Hallelujah. Somebody needed to hear the word today. It's not those that are righteous and right that Jesus is calling in these last and evil days. He's calling the sick. Amen. Those that know, amen, I need you, Lord. I can't do it on my own. He wants those because those are the ones that he's going to save. Those are the ones he's going to sanctify. Those are the ones that he's going to fill with the Holy Ghost. So I stop by to tell you, amen, don't be fearful. Remain faithful. Don't be a procrastinator, walk in your purpose. Remain connected to the vine, which is Jesus Christ, the abundant life giver. And don't be distracted by the discreditors who think they got it going on because of their credentials, because it's simply a device of the devil who comes to kill, to steal, to destroy, but he's already defeated. Hallelujah. I encourage you to be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to wear, to be a doer and not just a hearer, to obey and serve God no matter what's going on around you, and always give all glory and honor to God. And if you don't remember anything else, you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus came, amen, to seek and to save them that are lost. Your past ain't got nothing to do with the plans that Jesus have for you. You got to just surrender and say, woe is me. I'm standing in the need of prayer. It's me, Lord. Save me. Don't worry about what's going on around you, because if I worried about what was going on around you, I wouldn't be on this call today. God saved me. God sanctified me, and he filled me, and I'm testifying today to the whole world. My life hasn't been the same in Jesus' name, and I won't go back. Hallelujah. I won't go back. Hallelujah. Because he said, to go back, you ain't fit for the kingdom. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray that I said something to encourage your heart, to increase your faith, and to let you know, amen, Jesus looking for potential, not your credentials. Amen. God bless you. Back into the hands of Pastor Douglas and First Lady.
And get blessed. If didn't anybody hear that and get blessed, I don't know what to say. The Dirty Dozen to the Elite 11. Pastor Lux and I over here are, oh my gosh, just you blessed the body of Christ this morning. Trust and believe me, you did such a powerful, powerful word this morning that you gave from God.
Amen, amen, amen. Keep it simple. Lord, have mercy. Keep it simple. I was sitting up there and I was listening, while you were preaching, God kept bringing David and Goliath into my mindset when Saul wanted to give him, when the king wanted to give him his armor to get put on his armor, and they as he put on his armor, as he put on his armor, they was like, this don't fit me. This ain't gonna work for me. So he needed to get to a place to where he made it simple for himself. He already had the capabilities to take Goliath out. He already had the mindset. He already was established in his mind how he was going to deal with the situation. But see, he had to realize in order for him to execute the plan, he had to keep it simple. So he went down to the brook. And when he went down to the brook, he grabbed him 5 smooth stones. Now, a lot of people, when they see that, they look at it, like David didn't know what he was doing because he grabbed 5 smooth stones. But if you look back in David's history of what he did back in the day when he was out there being the little shepherd boy, he sat back there, he killed him a she-bear. He killed him a lion. And he went back and he did some things to this brother, to these little animals. But see, he already made up in his mind what he was going to do when he got to the lion. And he said, let me go get these 5 smooth stones. Now, most people say that he was trying to do something else outside of that. But see, what they didn't realize was David had 4 other brothers. So these 4 other brothers, they had to he was making sure that they got them. Amen. Amen.
Sis, you gave that word. Pastor Doug was lit over here. I don't know who was hitting the desk harder, him or I. You gave the word. For the ones that didn't hear it, they can always go back. I did share it to your Facebook as well as on Worldwide Gospel Connection. But you done that this morning. We thank you so much for coming on and giving what thus saith the Lord. You truly, truly blessed us as well as everybody else that was listening in. Can you hear me?
Amen, sis. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, we're going to pray before we let you go, because we always pray for the figure to come on before they leave off the show. Again, if anybody want to call in, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, the number is 563-999-3628. If you have any questions for Missionary Brown or if you need prayer, make sure you press 1. If you have to hang up and call back, that's fine. But just make sure you press 1 so I know that you want to speak.
We're going to go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for this vessel that you used on this morning. God, we thank you for the word that was spoken. God, we thank you for the strength that was given to those that were under the sound of the woman of God's voice. God, our prayer is that you refill her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God, that she is able to go back out, God, and share this word to a dying world. God, our prayer is that you will cover the man of God that covers her life. God, we pray for her children. God, we pray for, God, you just being God and being God all by yourself in her life. God, we pray that every weapon that the enemy tried to use against her, every spirit of backlash that tried to come against her life, God, we bind that thing in the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to go take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where bleeding side. it flows to the lowest valley. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All the blood, all the blood, all the blood, all the blood that gives me strength. Somebody said from day to.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and you heard none other than Missionary Sonia Brown. Remember, if you have any questions or if you need prayer, call in 563-999-3628. Sis, we are so honored that you accepted to come on. Again, we can't not stop saying that, and you will be back. I can't wait to hear Minister Brown, Man of Monday. You guys are going to have to tune in for that because her husband have a word from God as well. Sis, I can't thank you enough. We're so honored to have you on this morning. Can you, we have a call on the line. Call, are you there? Good morning, call, are you there? Good morning, call, are you there? You have to come off mute if you want to speak or.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I was calling in this morning because I'm asking that the missionary will pray that the Lord continues to give me the strength. You know, I've been through a whole lot, and I'm asking the Lord to continue to give me the strength to walk through my little trials and tribulations, sometimes to get me down, but I'm just asking that the Lord would just strengthen me just a little bit more so I can walk this walk with the Lord. I have it, but I just need that push. I just need the Lord to give me that push that I need to continue, to give me more strength so I can endure what I'm going through.
Missionary Brown, are you there?
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, first of all, and glorify you. Lord, you heard the prayer request that they walking with you, but they need more strength, God. They need more strength to continue this journey, Lord. And your word declares that if we ask, if we seek, and if we knock, God, you're going to answer. Then your word declares, if what we pray and ask you is in your will,
thank
it's
God.
Already done. And God, it's in
thank
your
you,
will,
Jesus.
God, that we say held on to you. It's in your will, God, that we hold on
thank
to you.
You.
It's in your will, God, that we stay walking with you. So, Lord, I ask that
thank
you will
God.
Grant our petition right now
my
in the
God.
Name of Jesus, Lord. You
Jesus.
Know the unseen, what the world can't see.
Yes,
you know the unseen, what a family don't know. You know what nobody else know. You know what
yes,
she
yes.
know, and that's all that matters in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask that you will build her up right now, that you would
yes,
increase
God.
Her faith, God, that you would stir
yes.
her up in the name of
mm.
Jesus, that she would stir
the
up
Jesus.
The gift that lies
ooh,
within her
God.
In the name of Jesus. Lord,
yes,
I ask
God.
Right now in the name of Jesus that you would bridle her tongue and keep it from wrong, renew her
yes.
mind so she can think on these things. Hallelujah.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus, creating her
thank
a
Jesus.
Clean heart and renew
mm.
the right spirit within
yes,
her, God.
God.
You know everything about her because you knew
yes,
her
Jesus.
Before she was formed in her mother's womb, God. So, Lord, I'm asking
thank
that you
God.
Would do a new thing in her in the name of Jesus.
You,
do great things
yes.
in her in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Lord. And, God, I'm asking that you would give her what she needs to not only just hear the word, but to do the word, God, and not be distracted by the devices of the devil, and
mm.
that she will remain connected to the vine and disconnect to anything and everything that is going to keep her away from the abundant life. Lord, we thank you and we glorify you. Lord, I know her as my sister, but how you don't go shy, you know her as your daughter. So you know her better than I can even begin to know her. So, Lord, do it for her in the name of Jesus. Bless her home. Bless her family. Provide and make way right in her wrongs in the name of Jesus, Lord, and keep her out of harm's way. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Thank you so much, sis, for coming on. Again, we are honored that you accepted to come on here and give the word. You have truly, again, have blessed the body of Christ. We're not going to hold you any longer. I'm just floored. I'm just literally floored. You really, really gave that word, the Dirty Dozen, to the Elite 11. That's just standing right there in my brain, that right there. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it again because I'm just like, what else did I miss?
Amen, amen. Thank you so very much again, woman of God. Bless you so much for coming on. I am excited to hear what the man of God has to say with us on next month. I'm chomping at the bit to hear the shift that's going to happen with him as well. And again, we thank you so very much for you joining us on this morning. We thank you so very much for sharing what the Lord has placed onto your heart. That message is burning in my mind and in my heart. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep your load simple. If you keep it simple, God will move some things for you. So keep it simple. Amen. Just that right there. That's the message. That's the message for the age right now. That's the message for the age that we in right now. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. We thank you so much for you just accepting our invite and coming on and just being so transparent on this morning to share. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, no questions asked. Just you were transparent. And see, a lot of people, they need to hear that transparency in the body of Christ. Because, see, there are some folks that out there that are suffering some things. They're going through some stuff. And they need to hear that simplicity. They need to hear that you can go from being a pimp to a preacher. You know, you can go from being a drug addict to being a missionary. You know, you can go from being an alcoholic or a wino to being somebody that God could use in the kingdom. That word right there, it resonated. It touched a lot of hearts and a lot of minds. And just to let you know, you did go across the other sea, go across the water. Your voice went across to the other side of the world. You touched many lives on the other side of the world. So so you performed a missionary journey on this morning. Yes, that's why.
From your home. You did missionary work in 13 countries. From your home.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You sure did. You sure did. So just to let you know that they did hear you, just to let you know, that's just confirmation for you that they heard your voice on this morning, and we are so excited about what God is doing in your life and in this hour and in this transition of your life. We all know that every round in Jesus go higher and higher. So we thank God for you going higher and higher in the name of the Lord. And we thank you so much for joining us on this morning. We're not going to hold you any further, woman of God. We're going to go ahead on and let you go. And again, those of y'all who need prayer, if you guys would like to have prayer, please press 1 now before the woman of God gets off so we could go ahead on and we could transition into the next stage of the broadcast. And if not, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to release the woman of God and let her go. They say you have one more caller, woman of God.
Amen. I'm here.
Good morning, caller. Are you there? You have to take yourself off from you, caller. Good morning. You're still on mute, caller. If you're trying to get off, just press the mute button and unmute yourself. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Okay. All right. Amen. Amen. Woman God. So we're going to go ahead on and we're going to let you go. And we thank you so much again for coming on and sharing with us on this morning. We are so excited about what God is doing in your life and the transition that God is taking and the turn that God is taking in your life. And we are here. We are here. We're nothing but a phone call away. If you guys ever need us, we are right here. We will be excited. We're what they call happy glad to come and help and be Amen. A part of the journey that you guys are on right now. And we thank God. We thank God for everything that He is doing in your life right now. Amen. Without any holding you any longer, woman of God, is there anything you want to share before you get off?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to thank God for you and your wife and the opportunity that you're giving, not just me, but other men and women, amen, around the world. Amen. I just bless God for y'all obedience. I bless God for y'all continuing, just letting the word go forth. Amen. This shows me today that it's not about y'all, but it's about Jesus. And because of that, God is going to reward the both of y'all, and He's going to bless the both of y'all. Amen. Y'all haven't even seen nothing yet. Amen. Y'all might have started off, amen, at the bottom, but I want you to know that God is taking y'all higher and higher. And some of those prayers that have been held up, God is going to release those blessings to the both of y'all. Things are going to turn around with your children. Things are going to turn around in the ministry. Amen. People that talk down on y'all and went behind your back, they're going to come and apologize to you. And not only are they going to apologize to y'all, but they're going to come with an apology, and their hands are going to be full, amen, to even repay you, amen, for all the things that they've taken and all the things that they said. So continue on this journey. Continue not being grudge holders, even when you felt like, I don't want to fool with them, I want to cut them off, but you continue to pray for them. And as a matter of fact, you was in the book. You continue to live peaceably with all men as much as lies within each and every one of you. So I do thank God for the ministry. I do thank God for where He's taking you. You say in 10 countries, but when God get through, amen, it's going to be every country that's going to be tuned in, amen, because this gospel will be preached around the whole entire world before Jesus coming back, and we headed there right now. So I just bless God for y'all and the opportunity, and most of all, thank God for my pastor for allowing me to be on the radio. Amen. I thank God for my pastor, amen, for his teaching, for his praying, and even his rebuke at times. Amen. You got to be corrected if you want to stay connected. So I thank God for my pastor, James Charles Collins, as well. And I thank God for my husband, my God, because not many husbands allow their wives to do ministry, have prayer calls, and do the things that I'm doing. But guess what? He's right there with me, cheering me on. Amen. He supports me 100 and my family. I thank God for all my family that is on here. Amen. Because we got to sometimes give honor to what honor's due. Amen. I have a family that's united, and we stick with one another no matter what. So I thank God for y'all stopping what you're doing and tuning in, each and every one of my families, each and every one that tuned in from the prayer call, Facebook, wherever you are. I bless God for you, and may God continue to bless you. And as the pastor was talking, I just want to encourage the believers with this word. You might not get much face time, amen, but still let your voice be vocal in Jesus' name, because it's not your credentials, it's the potential in you that Jesus will use to allow you to go on the mission that He commissioned. God bless you and God keep you. I love each and every one of you. Amen.
Sis, won't you tell them where the name of your church and where it's, and the address and where it's located in case anybody else in Beaumont need to stop by and find a church home?
Amen. My church is Williams Memorial Church of God in Christ. Well, the pastor is Elder James Charles Collins. We're located at 180 East Plum, Beaumont, Texas. Amen. 180 East Plum, Beaumont, Texas. Amen. The Church of Action, where Jesus Christ is the main attraction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, we know we're big on support. We're not trying to get everybody to come with us. We're trying to get everybody to go with Jesus. So that's the difference. Mm. So if somebody can reach somebody and somebody can reach somebody, boy, we're not going to continue with this right here. But we thank you again for coming on. You truly bless the body of Christ. And you are so right. You're so on point because a lot of things have happened with Pastor Douglas and I, and a lot of things have been said with so-called friends, but we stand on the word of God, and we know his word does not come back void. Some fell off, some holding on just to see, but that's okay, because God gets the glory out of everything that we do. We do it just for him, not for us. Not to be in the spotlight. He is the spotlight. We just right there connected to him. So I'm honored, we're honored that you came on. Again, I can't thank you. We can't thank you enough, because it is, when you have a strong man backing you up, that does more than you could ever know. I thank you again, sis. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will be right back. And remember, guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. So here's my heart, here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own.
Amen, 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 and amen again. Thank you so very much again, Missionary Brown, for being a part of this Wednesday, Thursday. We are so excited about what God is doing in this hour. We thank God for just the God that's in this woman of God, for her to be able to come on and not just share the word, but share her experience and give her testimony. You see, because a lot of times I tell people all the time, I say, we as the body of Christ, we as ministers, we as pastors, preachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles, missionaries, bishops, we got to learn that we got to give our testimony in order for somebody that's going through a test to see that they can come out of their test. My God, I'd preach all by itself. You got to realize that some things and some places that you're in, if I never tell you where I've been, you will always think that I was right there where I am right there. Because watch this here. I'm gonna be honest with you. I had some demons, come on here, that still to this day try to haunt your brother. I'm just gonna be honest with you. There are some things and some places that the devil try to take the preacher. Yes, yes, breathe, baby, breathe. It's okay. Take a deep breath and breathe. Yeah, the devil try to take the preacher too. I'm just gonna be honest with you. But see, the thing about it is, my weapons of my warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God for the pulling down a stronghold. So when the devil comes to fight, you better best believe that your boy, what I do is, I'm telling you now, I don't fight fair. I'm just being honest with you. Never have, and why start now? I don't fight fair. I'm gonna let him have it with everything I got. So that means fasting and praying, because the Bible says some things can only come out through fasting and praying. So you got to, you got to realize that God has already set up some stuff for your life. So in order for you to get through some stuff, you got to go through, come on here, some stuff. Don't even worry about it. Don't trip. Don't get frustrated. Don't get agitated. Just ride the storm. Just ride that thing. Hang out, because just on the other side of this storm is a place called through. Only thing, come on here. There is a bright sun shining on the other side of what you're going through. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Remember, guys, those of you who all want to sow into the ministry on today, if this word bless you, you want to sow into the ministry today, please feel free to send a seed offering to Cash App WGC 2020. That Cash App again is $WGC 2020. You can send your seed offering to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we will pray over your seed. Those of you all that are on the line that's listening in via the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, or if you guys are listening to us online right now where you are actually physically on the line listening in, we give out bless all. Listen to the words that come out my mouth. We give away blessed oil. We have blessed oil that we give. Now listen, we don't have no blessed soap on a rope. We don't claim no miracles with this oil. We don't got no miracle water. We ain't got no healing socks. We ain't got no healing towels. We ain't got none of that stuff. But what we do have is we have some oil that we prayed over. And with this oil, what we encourage you to do is to anoint yourself and anoint your house. This oil is free. You here in Houston, Texas, we'll bring it to you. Anywhere else, we'll mail it to you. The only thing you have to do is go to our website, go to our email. You can send us your request through the email. And those of you all who want to send it, please get a pen and paper. I'll wait a second. Get you a pen and a piece of paper, and I will give you the email address that you guys can send it to. So I'm going to give you all a couple of seconds to get you all a pen and a piece of paper, because we really want to bless you. We want to send this all to you free of charge. We ain't going to charge you for it. We ain't even going to charge you the shipping and handling. You can go either. You can either send it to the website. Send it to the email, or you can go to the Facebook page and put in your request through the Facebook page through Messenger. Either one of these two. So let me give you the website. I mean, the email address is going to be Worldwide Gospel Connection. That's Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. I'm going to say it again. Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. And you also can go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can go and click there. You see the gold banner, and you'll see the phone number, 563-999-3628. You'll see that phone number, a gold banner with the phone number, and it'll say Worldwide Gospel Connection and with the gold banner. That's how you'll know that that's the right page. Go into the messenger section there, click there, and send us your address. And we will gladly send you this oil for free. We're not going to charge you for the oil.
It's free.
Because you've got these ministries that have popped up out of nowhere. And they're doing things. And they're telling you to sow a seed for this miracle water from Jerusalem that they done got out their tub. Being honest, they done got this water from out their tub. They filled their tub up and got some bottles and just started filling them up and claimed this is healing water from Jerusalem. And it's not about the oil. Let me help you. It's not about the oil. It's about the faith that goes connected with the oil. When you believe and when you pray. And you anoint yourself. The Bible says it like this. He said that he anointed himself with oil. He's talking about David. And then he said he anointed himself with oil. When you anoint yourself with oil, God deals the increase after you anoint yourself. This is how it works. The oil is a point of contact. This is just what you apply to your life. This is just a contact thing. And when you contact that, when you put that all on your life, guess what? That whatever it is, that sickness and that disease, whatever it is, they say they call for the elders and they pray. When the elders came and prayed, they anointed the person that was sick, and then they prayed. So that the oil is just a point of contact. The prayer without the prayer, the oil is pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Without faith, prayer is pointless. Mm-hmm. Just trying to help somebody this morning. There's a reason behind God saying anoint yourself. The anointing is to let the devil know, okay, they got the oil on their life. Come on here, preacher, then preach. Putting on that armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, the shield, your sword, your feet prepared with the preparation of the gospel. That way when the devil sees you, he see the oil on your life. He can't do nothing but say, you know what? I can't do nothing with him. He's too oily. He got too much. He oily. Turn to your neighbor. And if we was in church, I'd tell you, turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, do you got any? Are you oily? Are you oily? Are you oily? Come on. Are you oily this morning? Are you oily this morning? That's all I want to know. Are you oily? Yes, Lord. So we are excited to send you this oil. We are excited to send you this oil. This oil is free again. F-R-E-E, free. We do not charge you for this oil. And we give it out. And then we start fresh again. We get some more. We consecrate over. We pray over it. And once we pray over it, we make it some more. And this process. And we love that process. We love the process of giving it and sending it out because we realize that when it reaches you, it does some things for your life. Amen? Amen. So we're going to go into our Overcomer Scripture. And into our Overcomer's Prayer. For those of you all who are under the sound of our voices this morning, we need a real connection with God. Here is your opportunity. This is your chance. This is your opportunity this morning. So what we're going to do, the Overcomer Scripture is going to be read by my wife, and then I'll come back and I will do the invitation.
Amen, amen. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, amen, amen. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus is raised from the dead, you will be saved. This is an opportunity for you right now. I don't really have to go into a long drawn out talk about yourself. Like, well, the reason why we call this the Overcomer's Prayer. Listen to me real simple. Because right now you're in a place, and those of you all who know where you are, you're in a place called captivity. Okay? You're in a place because of whatever it is that you may be dealing with. Now, I don't know you personally. I don't know what you may be dealing with. But I know that some of us that are under the sound of my voice, you may be challenged with some places. Amen. That you feel like you cannot be set free from. You feel like you can't be delivered from. But can I be the bearer of good news for you? Jesus died that you may live. Let me help you understand that again. Jesus died that you may be, that you may live, that you may see, that you may see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is the purpose of his death, burial, and resurrection, for him to come back, for his blood to be applied to your life, so when he comes back, that you will see the blood on your life and that you'll be a part of him. And when you leave this earth, come here, let's talk real quick. When you leave this earth, when this earthly tabernacle, as they say, is dissolved, And they say they final goodbye, that ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The dead in Christ shall rise first. So when you in Christ, you'll rise with us. You'll rise with the ones that you'll rise with the ones who have given their life. So this is your opportunity right now. That no matter where you may find yourself, no matter what the devil may be speaking in your ear right now, he's speaking some things in your ear, telling you you're not worthy. You ain't worthy. You ain't nothing. You your daddy's child. You all that stuff right there. Let me help you. Let me preach you to your happy place. Let me give you some strength. Let me give you some holy and some ghost. Let me help you real quick. The enemy's desire is to keep you captivated and keep you in a place of captivity. But watch what the word says. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and was raised, you will be saved. So here's your opportunity right now to change your thinking pattern, to change your heart, to change your confession, and to live with Christ. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's just that simple. Now watch what I'm going to do. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray, and we're going to pray this prayer together. It's going to be real simple. It ain't even going to be complex. We're not going to no long, drawn out prayer. It's going to be real simple. Only thing I want you to do, those of you all who want this Jesus that we be talking about, that excitedness of what we were doing, that relationship right there, that pull on him, that when you call on his name, God shifts mine. God, I felt that all in the city of my never-dying soul. When you call on him, he'll come and see about you. That relationship right there. If you want that this morning, come on, let's pray. Open up your mouth and let's say this. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that you died and that you were raised again for my sins. Lord, I have fallen, but I give my life to you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen. Those of you all who prayed that prayer, we want to be the one of the first ones to say, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now officially one of the family members. You are now a part of the body of Christ. We want to say welcome to you. We want to say welcome to you. Now, remember to continue to listen into the broadcast. Please, 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 please continue to listen into the broadcast. Share the link. Shouldn't it go to Missionary Brown's page and to either go to Worldwide and all and that you can follow us on Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can follow us. That it'll come in and you'll be able to see when we're broadcasting and the different programs that we have set up, because we're doing some different things. Go ahead on and click that link and be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. We're on Instagram. See y'all got to understand. I don't know nothing about this stuff. This is my wife bag, so I just know how to get on here and just do a little few little things here and there. But we want you guys to follow us. Click on and follow us and be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection movement, where we are preaching the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. We doing what the Lord said, and we are mighty glad about it. We are so excited about that. So here are some few keys that we want to share with you on this morning, as you go along the way. As we go along the way, we're going to share a few keys with you. And once you do that, we'll come. I'll be right back. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. The three keys that you have surrendered your life to Christ is: one, find you a Bible; two, find you a church home; and three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. Again, the three keys that you need to follow since you surrender your life to Christ is: one, find you a Bible; two, a church home; and three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. It's not going to be easy since you said yes. We're not going to sit here and tell you that. You're going to have a fight, but now you can get equipped and have people that can help you through this fight.
Amen, amen. Now, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to pray. There are those who have submitted their requests through the different media sites that we have available. There is the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. There's also our Worldwide Gospel Facebook page. You can make your request there. You can also go to Worldwide Gospel Connection Blog Talk Broadcast. Go to blogtalk.com/ Worldwide Gospel Connection. There is a comment section there. You can place your request for prayer there as well. We take those prayer requests. We are a praying people. We believe in prayer. We believe that the prayers of the righteous avail much. We believe where two or three gather together in the name of the Lord, that he is in the midst, and we will pray for you. We will consistently and constantly pray. So if you have a prayer request, please feel free to submit those prayer requests in to those media sites. You can go to the email address, which is worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. Again, that's Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, and to blogtalk.com/ Worldwide Gospel Connection. Either one of those sites, please feel free to submit your request there, and we got you. We will cover you in prayer. So those of you all who have submitted your prayer requests, we have those. Those of you all who have not had an opportunity to submit your prayer requests, we realize that you have those requests. Please just take those prayer requests and just put them into this atmosphere that of charge, that's been charged to move by his power and by his strength. And we will pray. We're going to pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the mightiness of your word. God, we thank you for every, God, thing, God, that you're doing in this place and in this time right now. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you move by your power, and, Father, that you move by your strength. Let not one heart, let not one mind, let not one spirit be troubled on this morning, God. God, we pray, God, that you would move, God, on today, God, that you would trouble, God, the plan and the plot of the enemy, every thing that he thought that he was going to use as a weapon against the body of Christ, God, on today, God, we pray that you would break every shackle and every chain. Cause the enemy, oh my God, God, to lose its footing. Cause the enemy, my God, to lose his grip. God, cause the enemy, my God, to lose his focus. Cause the enemy, Lord God, God, to be a loss in his words. God, put, God, a bridle into the mouth of the enemy, God, and drive him, God, out of our situation. God, we pray today, God, God, that you would get in a place in our hearts and get in a place in our minds, get up in a place in our words, so God, that we will be able to speak those things that be not as though they were. God, we will trust you, God. God, beyond what we see, God, we understand that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. And we thank you, Father God, for purpose being made manifest in our life. God, that we walk not only with you, God, but God, we'll walk, God, through this thing and know, God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Now, God, for those who have their prayer requests, those who have submitted their prayer requests, God, we pray today, God, you will take that prayer request and move by your power and by your strength. God, regardless of ill, regardless of what it may be, whatever they may be troubled with, whatever they may be struggling with, whatever issue or circumstances, anxiety, Lord God, issues in their marriage, issues in their finances, issues in their home, God, issues on their job, issues in their finances, God, issues in their walk with you. Father, our prayer this morning, God, God, is that you move by your power and by your strength and touch, God, only like you know how. God, make the enemy, God, release, God, every facet of their joy and their peace and their hope and their fight and their drive on this morning. Give them to know, God, that in the midst of all that you've already done, in the midst of all that you've already said, in the midst of all, God, that you have, God, set up and orchestrated in the lives and in the minds, God, of those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, God, cause a mighty shift in their lives. God, we thank you, God, for taking the prayer requests, God, God, that have been prayed, God, as we have submitted to them, God, God, and work in them right now. God, we pray, Lord God, for our pastors and preachers and evangelists, Lord God, God, all of our missionaries, God, all of the ones, God, God, that are out preaching this gospel, God, God, our bishops and apostles, oh God, God, every man and woman of God that stands under the oracle of your word to preach, God, right now. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly, not only to them, but God, speak through them. God, as they stand and preach this gospel, God, God, that they will preach your unadulterated word, God. God, not your war, not a watered-down word, God, but a word that will cause shame in the hearts and the minds of your people. God, that as they walk their walk, God, they will understand, God, that it is you and you alone that has done what you said you were going to do, and that is be God and be mighty and be big in their life. God, we thank you, Lord God, God, for being the I am that I am that they need in their lives right now. God, and we glorify you. Father, and we magnify you, and we lift you up. God, we pray for our governors, God, our mayors all across this country, God. We pray for our Congress members, God, our cabinet members, God, our Senate, God. We pray for them tonight, God. God, in this night season that we're in, God, we pray for them right now, God. We pray, Lord God, for our healthcare workers, God, our police department, God. God, our judges, God, our first responders, our doctors, God, our nurses, God, our healthcare workers, our convalescent home workers, God, we pray, God, for the elderly, God, that is in, God, in the elderly care homes, God, we pray, God, for those that are in charge of taking care of them, God, we pray for those healthcare workers, God, we pray right now, God, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for those that are incarcerated right now, God. God, the ones that are dealing, God, with this thing, God. God, where they've been falsely accused, God. God, we pray right now for Brother C. God, we lift him up to you right now. God, we say work like only you know how. Do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their lives right now. Strengthen, God, on every hand. Touch by your power and by your strength. Move like only you know how. God, do what you said you're going to do. Overturn some things. My God. God, do it like you did in the temple, God. Come in and turn some tables over, God. God, and bless the house. My God. Sanctify it again, God. God, speak life in the house again. Speak strength in the house again. God, in the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. God, and we thank you. Bless our bishops, God. Bless our bishop. God, we lift up our bishop, our covering. God, right now, our pastor, God, we lift her up, God. God, we say today, move by your power and by your strength. God, touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. God, we pray, God, that your power and your grace, God, your continual love and mercy, God, continue to walk with him, talk with him, and give him the understanding that even though, God, the enemy want to come in like a flood, Father, you done already built up a standard against him. You done made his mindset, his heart, and the words that he had to say, God, come subjective to him. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we press for restoration, restoring, and empowering, God, from every area of his life, God, and we speak that to be so. We speak it over the woman of God as well. God, that all things, God, work together for the good of them that love you and who are called according to your purpose. God, we thank you for the them that is of our bishop and our pastor. God, we thank you for the them, God. God, the word of God that you are preaching. God, we speak the fish and blessing over their life, God. God, that every seed that they sow, God, return back unto them, God, 1,000-fold. God, over the lives of those that are under the sound of our voice, we speak that same thing. A fish and blessing, mine, God, over their lives, and that every thing they need, every wealth that they need, every word that they need, God, do it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let it be so. God, we say it is so. God, we say it is so, and we say it is so. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, man shall not live by bread alone, but out of every word that proceeded out of your mouth. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word. God, your word that proceeded out of your mouth, that we may live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. God, and we thank you in advance, God, for all the blessings that you've already opened up and poured out into our lives. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray.
Amen,
amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining in. Remember to join in with us tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. We have an entrepreneur that will be on sharing on this morning. With this pandemic, we got to learn how to work the gifts that the Lord has given us. We have to learn how to work the gifts that God has given us. That's the reason why I believe God has given us this Freestyle Friday, for us to be able to share with those of you all who have gifts and you don't know how to make your gift work. You know, God has put it into our hands some great gifts. So if we don't operate in those gifts, we can be very well sitting on a gold mine
and not even know.
Minister Hayes, step out. Amen. We had Providence Hayes on, and she said we have gifts that's inside the church, and we have gifts on the outside of the church. And the gifts that's on the outside of the church is what we is the very thing that we need to be able to learn how to. You know, you can sew, you can cook, you can bake a cake. You can cook some greens. You can write books. You know how to clean house real good. There are so many avenues and doors that we have not tapped into. And God is saying, in this season that we're in right now, y'all excuse my common vernacular. I'm gonna use the worldly term. You need to bust the move. You need to bust the move. It's time for you to just go on and on and just bust the move. Do something. Do something, because the area and the shifting that we're in right now, it requires us to move by the power of my strength. I got an amen corner over here, y'all. Y'all forget my amen corner. Amen. 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 Amen, Reverend. Amen. It's my grandson, y'all. Listen, but we are just so excited about what God is doing. And remember, those of you all who have those business ideas that we just got to talking about, if you want us to do a commercial for you, please feel free to go to worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. Submit your request there. put your phone number and your name there, your business, and we will be honored to contact you. We will be honored to contact you and let you know the pricing and all that of how we do it, and we'll go from there. We would be glad to help you guys get your business started. Also, remember, Core Gifted Gifts is Lady Douglas's business. Go to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, and you can go there and you can click there. And it's the Core Gifted Gift banner. It has the gift box with the little red and yellow writing, box, and then writing in it. That's her webpage. You can connect there. Once you click there, you can click there, and what will happen is that will pop up. And when it pop up, what will happen is you'll be able to go there, and you will see all the different things that Core Gifted Gifts share. Lady Douglas's contribution to that is the bath bombs. You all who are excited about taking one of those good Calgon take-me-away moment baths, that's what these bath bombs do. They give you that Calgon take-me-away experience. I am not a bath person. I'm a shower guy. I love showers, but I did experience that. I did try the bath bombs. It's very relaxing. It's very relaxing. I really enjoyed it. So I would definitely say try these bath bombs if you want that relaxing experience. There are a lot of different scents that come along with it, and you guys could pick your scent, which one you want, and Lady Douglas will be glad to send those off to you as well. So remember, Core Gifted Gifts, along with that, as you go through there, there are, in the Core Gifted Gifts, there are other that she's adding to it. So please feel free to get those gifts, go in and take a look at those and be a part of that as well. We have some more advertisements that are going to be coming along the way as well. We have some other business ventures that would like to come aboard. So we would like to also invite you guys to come aboard and be a part of it. So we're excited about what God is doing for and in the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, tomorrow is Freestyle Friday. Come back on Monday. We have Man Up Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday is like never before ministries. We'll be back again on Friday for Freestyle Friday. And then we'll start this process all over again. We'll start this rodeo ride all over again. On Monday, we will have none other than Brian Long will be on board with us this morning, on Monday morning, on Man Up Monday. Prophet Brian Long will be with us. Please, please, again, feel free to join us for a life-changing experience with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so very much. We thank you for joining us, coming aboard. And again, we love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen.
I just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross the river.
My Lord,
I want to be free from sin. Oh, I just want my name written. Oh, Lord, written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah. And when this life is over, just want to have eternal life.
glad you came.